Hey, welcome to the Team Babe podcast. I'm Jason, and I'm Babe.
And I'm Robin, and I'm Babe.
That's right.
I got that right.
That's right, y'all. And you are an LMFAF, MF.
I am?
Yeah. A licensed marriage and family as fuck motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I'm licensed?
Oh, you're licensed.
To kill?
To drive, at the very least.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I might need to be licensed to kill, though, pretty soon. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm not happy with our children either.
Nice one. So, nice save.
Yeah.
It's a nice save.
Saved it. Yeah, so how y'all doing out there in TV land? You know, we prepared a whole show for you this evening.
A whole spread.
A whole spread. Breakfast breads, everything.
Yeah.
A whole spread. And it is cool.
It is cool.
Babe. Yeah. Yeah, so what's going on? What are you up to these days?
Well, besides...
Trying to stifle your rage to keep you from engaging in murder.
Yeah, I'm trying real hard to be the shepherd, you know? And it is a ever ongoing battle. And sometimes it's a losing battle.
Sounds like somebody's making it real hard on you.
I don't want to name names. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know. So I won't. But
you're so reserved.
I... It's like you don't even know me. Oh, did you see that curtain flap? No. Mm-mm. Okay. Must have been the man behind the curtain.
It was the man in the mirror, actually. That's what I heard.
I see.
Yeah, the man in the mirror, like, you know, like...
Like what did
Michael Jackson say?
That you're supposed to look at?
I'm looking for the man in the mirror. What did he say?
No, he's looking at...
I'm looking at the man in the mirror. Yeah, so I was looking at the man in the mirror.
Yeah.
Much like MJ. He's dead now.
Right.
Probably not a nice guy.
But, and so how am I?
I looked in the mirror and I saw my cats, I guess, who were just like causing all kinds of havoc.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess. So beware.
Yeah.
Interruptions may occur.
Yes.
At any point. But yeah, no, I thought getting back to me now and how I am.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm
the true Hollywood story or whatever, if possible. Like, what made you?
Oh, wow. Where should I start? I mean, I know you want to hear it again. Yeah.
For the first time.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm a little irritated, you know, at the moment, but I'm good. And, I'm busy and, you know, this whole like going to school thing and, you know, working and whatnot, you know,
it's getting
busy. But I'm getting through it. I'm getting it done.
Now I heard that between the chaise lounge settings or, sessions that you've been having for yourself, that you've been, going to school and getting the big D. is that what I'm to understand? A degree?
Yeah. I'm after that big D, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's, I got my eye on the prize.
Right.
Yeah. And in just 3 to 5 short years, I ought to have it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, that'll keep a girl busy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Mm.
Chasing that D, you know? How are you?
Oh, fantastic, man.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Living that San Diego dream.
Yeah, what have you been up to lately?
I heard these Padres are just I don't know what happened. There was a game yesterday and I have no idea.
I think they like did good and then like they did good again and then like I don't know. Are they gonna make it to the World Series? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the beginning of our sports podcast, our Major League Baseball focused podcast, which great time to start it.
Oh, yeah.
Right at the World Series.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then just let or I don't even know. It's the playoffs, I guess. Well, I mean, I don't know sports.
You're such a big fan of the Padres that we had to go to like a game and everything. Like, yeah. We had to watch it in person.
Yeah.
Because you're so into it. Yeah. Right?
I am so into it.
Yeah. And that was kind of cool. Like, it was kind of an experience.
Yeah. It gave me many ideas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What were they?
Like, you know, sport as the metaphor for life.
Oh,
you
know, wow.
The struggle, like playing the game. All the world is a stage and we're all but players or whatever.
Oh, you mean, and also like you miss all the swings you don't take?
Yes. 100% yeah. of the yeah. swings you don't take. Yeah. yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's why I am a career 0.0000 hitter.
Okay.
Because I don't take no swings, dog.
What's the fun
in
that?
A swing and a miss.
What's the fun in that, man?
Oh, except there was no swing, just a miss.
I mean,
I'm just hoping for a walk, baby.
Yeah, you might get hit with that ball, you know? Go right to first.
Yeah. Yeah, things are going great, man. Living that San Diego lifestyle. We got the Padres. We got all kinds of things around here. We told you about some of those things. Like, I guess this was a couple months ago now. It's been a while. Oh, copyright strike. Damn. Like, I just got owned by... What is that band?
Nickelback.
Is that Nickelback? Or is that, like, Stained?
I don't know.
Stained sounds like one of those bands that would have, like, you know, the wrong letter that is sort of like the actual end of the word letter, like, on the end of their name.
But yeah.
It's actually correct. It's the correct letter. You know?
You mean like...
But it's like, it sounds like it should be a joke because...
It's like, so dumb.
They're such a joke.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I don't know if that's Stained. Might be Nickelback.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the Padres. Speaking of back, baby got back. Did I tell you about that? Hey.
Wowie. I'm going to kick off this story, okay? Let me just set the stage,
why don't
okay?
you take the reins?
And then I'll set the stage, and then you... Take it home.
You tee it okay? up, and then I'll hit the ball.
Right out of the park. Okay?
Mm.
All right, so.
Let's do this, Chuck.
Yeah, boy. I know what time it is. Okay, so we were in Encinitas, and we went to the train station.
Oh, yes.
And we were waiting.
This was to go to the Padres game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were waiting for the train, and... a gang of e-bike brats pulled up.
Yeah, but they didn't just pull up. It's like we were waiting there, and then like a calm and a stillness like came over the
platform.
The platform, 9 3/4, King's Cross platform. And then like a slight mist.
A veil of mist.
A veil of mist condensed out of the air. And then from the hills did drop down the 14-year-olds.
Yes. Yes. And they're
coming down.
Overpowered bikes.
They're overpowered e-bikes. Yeah. All wearing the same clothing.
Yes.
All wearing the same helmet. Why did they even go across the station?
They're waiting for the train.
Did they get on the train too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that happens. That happens.
And then?
And then another wave comes.
Yeah, but it's not.
But this wave.
It's not little brats, though.
It's a different wave.
Big brats.
Big brats.
Yeah, big as they come. And it was, a bunch of, like, you know. People who are not really kids, but the kind of kids.
Yeah. What would you say that the Bratz doll's age is supposed to be, like 17 or something like that, right? Like 16?
I mean, I think
14.
Really, it's like 12.
That's so Gross, man.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And then, like, Barbie is how old?
Oh, she's probably about 20.
20, okay. Yeah, so Barbie, then Barbie comes down.
Barbie and Ken.
Barbie, Ken.
And Skipper.
And all of them are wearing the same clothes, but you know why? Because they're all going to see a Friday night Padres game.
Right.
At Petco Park in downtown San Diego, California.
And this wasn't their first rodeo because they had, they're in full regalia. So, yeah. They
were rigged out.
They all just kind of showed up from somewhere. They didn't drive. So they like
Many came. Many carrying a 12-pack of beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, people who are just already like toe up, I would say. What do you say?
Yeah, I would say the vape clouds were plentiful. So yeah.
Oh, that was the mist.
Yeah, that was the mist.
It was actually vape.
It was vape.
Vape juice.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So we all got onto the train together.
Mm-hmm.
The brats and the big brats and then us, you know.
The biggest brats of all, one might say.
Upcountry Dijons. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and then the real party got started, which was you know, they came there to, they didn't come to play. They and they didn't come to watch baseball. They came to drink.
They came to have a drink or two and really enjoy their damn selves.
And I mean,
it was a little eye-opening.
It was painful to watch for me. Mm.
Oh, because you could picture like the morning after.
Yes. And I could also picture the barf that was coming at some point.
And you were picturing that because that affected your behavior.
Yes.
Later on.
Yes.
Or whatever. Yeah. So we're riding the train down to San Diego and like these people are just partying and having the best time. It was actually, I don't know. I wasn't like worried about it. I thought it was just sort of funny. Also like sort of sad because people were like sort of so fucked up like already. Obviously, which like it's not like it's game time in like an hour.
It was like 5 o'clock.
So how long have you been pre-gaming, bro? Anyway, yeah. So and then they continue the game. Game on.
Yeah.
In the upper deck.
And they just.
On the way down.
Yelling all their dirty laundry at the top of their lungs. Mm. It was really, I mean, that part of it was sort of entertaining. Mm-hmm. But as they took their shots and, you know, their hits of vape and whatever, the green waves of nausea were obviously like washing over them. So I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
This kid's going to hurl. So there was one guy that was just like, you know, sort of the cream of the crop of the loud, annoying, obnoxious, too young to be there, you know, kind of guy. And he was just like on a mission. And, you know, by the time it was over, I knew like his whole life story and like how many girls had screwed him over and how much fun he was going to have in this game. And dude, he was just like on top of the world. And anyway, we got off the train, we got downtown. And we walked to the park, and this guy and all his brat friends were in the park having some more drinks. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. So the five on the train wasn't enough. All right. You're really going to get into it.
Yeah.
So we get, you know, we get there, and we get into in the park, and it was actually really cool. Like, there was, you know, like just a ton of people there. And, you know, it was like a super fun, you know, party atmosphere, whatever.
Yeah, it was great. It was like, a day at the park.
Yeah.
Like in, you know, Petco Park. Is
yeah.
What it is? Has like a really cool, like just sort of like family sort of picnic grassy knoll area. You know, I'm sure no presidents will be shot at this particular grassy knoll or from it. Hopefully. Jesus Christ, man. What if the president goes to a Padres game during the 2022 World Series? Am I going to jail for even talking about it?
I think this really comes more from the Got Milk commercial.
Got Milk?
Yeah.
Oh, this park?
No, this concern that you have about the grassy knoll.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so we're up on the grassy knoll, and we're like... Wow, this is nice. This is great. This is a good experience. Like, that was crazy on the bus. We're sort of like laughing to ourselves. There's like, you know, I mean, people are hitting it hard.
People like, are really excited.
Somebody on the train was like, oh, man, this is going to be epic, man. It's the Minnesota Twins. Like, oh, dude, like, as if the, you know, visiting team, like, somehow, like, affected how much people would drink or something like that. I don't know.
Maybe they knew the Padres are going to win.
I mean, I would imagine, like, Minnesota, people must drink like crazy up there, right? But apparently they do here, too. So, like, what's the fucking difference?
No, they knew they were going to win, and they did. They got 5 home runs.
Oh, they whooped their ass, man.
Yeah, that's why. That's why everybody was all pumped.
They were very pumped. And, yeah, so anyway, we're hanging out. We're watching the game. We watched, like, you know, most of it or whatever, and, like, at one point, like, I go up just to, because my knee is kind of bothering me or something. I stand up and I, like, walk up to the top of the grassy knoll, and it's cool because you can see down the, like, the right field, like, line or whatever, the foul line, probably they call it, because I'm a baseball expert. I know that. And it's a cool view or whatever, but then there's also, like, you know, the big TV thing over here too, so you can see, like, all the close up action, you can see the far away action, close up, far away, close up, far away. But then, yeah, people are just, like, getting tore up there, and this guy comes up to me, he's like, "Yo, bro, can you take my picture?" And he hands me his phone. I'm like, "Yeah, sure thing, man." And so, like, I stand there and I'm, like, waiting. And he just starts walking away from me. I'm like, where's he going? Like, did he forget? Because when he came up to me, he's like, "Hey, bro." Like, he was
in the beyond.
He was in the beyond.
Yeah.
For sure. And hands me his phone. He walks away. I'm like, holy shit. And he, like, so he stops, like, 25 feet away and just is looking at the TV. And I'm like, okay, like, is that what he wants? Like, does he want a picture of me, like, me looking over his shoulder at the TV at the ballpark? Like, what is happening? But he completely forgot what was even happening. And, like, he just gave me his phone. And so I took a picture. And then he just stayed there. And I finally, like, walked up and, like, tapped him on the shoulder and was like, "Here's your phone." He's like, "Oh, thanks, man."
My favorite was the people that had the baseball bat beer cup with a straw.
Oh, yeah. Those are awesome.
Those as long as a baseball bat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then taking them in the bathroom. Mm.
Did you see ladies taking the beer, baseball bat full of beer?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that could be the only beer that they had all day.
They're going to take it in the bathroom, though?
Oh, what, are you going to set it down? Gross. Let somebody put roofies in it or something like that?
I don't know, but that was kind of gross to me.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's all very gross. But anyway, so then, like, the best thing in the world happens, because we're sitting there watching the game. You had gone to the bathroom. You were checking out the lady who had her baseball bat full of beer. I was sitting there and, like, I don't know. It was like the, what do they call the stretch or whatever? Is it the 7th inning?
Yeah.
6th inning stretch? What do they call it?
They just take a break.
Baseball expert.
You know, they take a break. Like a
little organ break. Little cat organ. Zorak is over there cutting it up. Anyway, we're, like, just Charlie and I are hanging out on the grassy knoll now, just sitting down, enjoying ourselves, watching the game, enjoying the spectacle.
Yeah.
And watching they're moving the camera around to different people in the crowd. People are like, "Yeah," and dancing grandma. doing like the sprinkler and all
this
stuff.
They got their swag on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the fucking Optimus Prime is doing the robot and shit like that. Like it's pretty epic. Everybody's laughing. And then it cuts to the people that were sitting two rows in front of us on the fucking train to San Diego to the game passed out. AF.
But it was the kid.
And it was the kid.
Who was the loudmouth.
The loudmouth. Who was going to enjoy.
And on.
He was just going to love this.
How he was just going to totally like rip it up at this game, man.
Yeah.
And he snoozed.
Fully snoozed out.
100% blacked out. I was like, oh, I hope his mom is watching this game. That kid really needs to be slapped around for a while.
Like the bottom of the sixth with the girl who was on the train, like feeding all these 19 and 20 year olds, like, you know, single shot bottles of Fireball or whatever. Like, what is her deal, dude?
I don't know. Maybe she was getting her degree.
Oh, she was getting the big D. I don't know, though. There is such a thing as whiskey dick, I hear.
I don't think anything happened. I think all those people went home and barfed.
Yeah, they might not have even made it home. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so that was unbelievable. The guy on the bus passed out on the Jumbotron fucking, yes.
That like, was like
life
a...
life was complete at this point. Like,
a complete, it could have all the ended circle.
Right there. Giant tidal wave, 4 foot.
Really?
Four so mile high.
Your life is complete? As of going to the Padres game and seeing that guy on the Jumbotron, you're done? Yeah,
because at that point, nothing means anything.
Why is that? I don't understand your reasoning.
Because it's all a joke. It's all a big joke.
How
is
so?
That possible? It's how just, many people were in that?
It's chance.
The ballpark was full.
Yeah, I know. But it was chance because, you know, they're just looking for people that people are going to laugh at. And, you know, I'm sure they're not the first people who have been passed out drunk in the stadium. You know, so they got spotters looking for people. But I don't know, why is that? Why does that mean that we're in the Matrix or something? Like, I don't quite get that part.
Well, you just wouldn't understand, man.
I know, I must be a dummy or something. That's what it is. I'm sorry. I'm not smart enough for you.
So the game was fun. We saw that. My life is complete now. Don't need to worry about anything else. It's all good.
Good to know. I mean, like, I don't have to try very hard now.
I know.
Right.
Yeah. It's like smooth sailing for you.
All right. Good.
It's a load off, isn't it? Having to keep everything so in line for me.
Oh, I know. It's kind of like a lot of work. So.
Yeah.
Well, so I would definitely go back and see another game. It was, you know, I mean, I'm a baseball fan from way back, you know, but I don't
loves
watch
the game.
It. I don't...
Eats it up, always following the stats, getting all the books. She knows all the stuff. She's like, basically, she did Moneyball before it was a movie or a book. She's just like, I know what the Oakland A's need to do. They need to hire Jonah Hill. He needs to lose like 80 pounds.
You know, I will say this, okay? Like, I can spot talent. So I really should have been a scout.
Get an eye for talent, eh?
Yeah, that's right. How do you think you ended up here on this show?
Yeah, well.
You've been recruited, okay?
You play the long game, too.
That's right. It's all part of my master plan.
Mm.
So, speaking of the long game, we went to a local venue called Belly Up.
The Belly and Up?
I guess that's a big deal or something.
That's what I heard.
But it's kind of cool. It's like 5 miles down the road and like all kinds of people go there and play shows. And,
yeah.
You know? So we got a little like taste of the local scene.
Got a little intro to a place where cool shit might happen someday. Cool shit did not happen that day.
Right. And we won't name names, but yeah, it was a little snoozerific. But, you know, that's all right. It was hopeful to me because it means there's room for new talent.
I take it to be a learning experience. essentially.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. It was just part of our research, our findings.
Yes, in, we made findings that day.
In the musical realm.
They weren't all giant eye maggots.
Well, there were some.
There were some.
Yeah, there definitely were some. Trust me. Yeah. So, speaking of all things San Diego, I mean, we know you've been boogie boarding, okay? And we know you're...
Oh, I got to get in that water. I got to get wet.
I know, right? And right? You're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been snorkeling.
Yeah.
And we've been cruising down the Lazy Lagoon. And smelling that sweet, sweet salt air that comes off the lagoon. It smells like something died. Mm-hmm. And, but for some reason, I love the lagoon. I guess I just... Brings me back to my childhood of swimming in the pond, you know?
You're a lagoon lover from way back.
Yeah. I'm more like a swamp thing, I'd say, than a lagoon lover, you know? Or a siren, perhaps. A nasty mermaid that's full of vengeance and, you know, revenge.
Yeah. You're stranded in my mind. And I have a dream there and you go, oh...
And I have an anchor through the middle of me, like,
that's a different lady.
Calling to you. No, no, I'm combining things because that's what I would do if it was my show.
Yeah.
But that's more on that later. But, you know, like, you're quickly adapting to the San Diego, like, style. And I have to say, like, we already had boogie boards. And then Johanna was nice enough to give Charlie a surfboard to use for, you know, practicing surfing.
It's and a then, board sport type of area.
Yeah. And then, you know, you used to snowboard. Mm-hmm. And now you've discovered a new board. Would you like to fill us in?
That's right. I have a new obsession, everybody. This company no longer is producing products. But if you get a chance, I highly recommend checking out a thing called a carve board. Carve board. Carve, like carving a line on a snowboard or a surfboard, right?
Right.
And board, like, hey, there's a board.
Yeah.
Let me jump on that thing and do some cool shit.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, I was thinking about, like, how did I find the carve board?
Yeah, I don't know.
So I think I was like... Oh, I'll see if anybody has any cool, like, longboards so I could go skateboarding with Charlie because he has a longboard that, like, the Solarios gave him.
Yeah.
Is that okay to say their last name?
Sure.
Oh, okay. So, like, I was looking and then I saw this thing called a carve board. I was like, what the fuck's a carve board? So I looked at it and I was like, oh, that's a carve board. I can see what it looks like now. And I was like, well, what does riding that look like? And then so I started going down the internet rabbit hole on carve boards. I learned a lot. And let's just say that it's changed my life for the better.
And this has all been in the matter of a week.
Like 2 weeks at the most, right? It's amazing. It's amazing the transformation. I found the sport of my dreams.
Like, once again, your life is complete.
Yeah, I know. It's like I moved here and things just started falling into place. That's why I'm not too stressed out about it. I'm just waiting for the next thing to fall into place, right?
Right.
You know, because don't stress because you did all the stuff. So it's like, hey, you don't have to do anything anymore. Just wait.
Awesome.
Just hang out and look pretty, right?
Oh, I can do that.
I know you can. Look at you. You're a stallion.
You say so.
Anyway, yeah, so I found a thing called a carve board, and I was like, oh, check out carve boards now. Looked at the video, read about it. Some, like, surf pioneer legend who, like, is from here, like, literally here, not right here, but, like, this city, this town, like, invented the fucking thing. And people are selling these things. And, like, during COVID, like, they stopped producing, like, new boards or whatever. So, like, I don't know. Like, but people, I don't know. I don't know what happened. These things have been around since the 90s. I'm so baffled that, like, I don't see that everybody isn't riding one of these things, because you get on a carve board and you start going down a hill. It's just like, it's like the closest thing to surfing, or, like, I don't know, because I haven't surfed yet, but it feels a lot like what I imagine surfing would feel like, or very close to, like, snowboarding, just, like, carving down a hill. Like, it's amazing. It's this long board, has these cool trucks that, like, really, like, let you, like, lean over and toe or heel front side or backside into a turn. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
So you're going to, like, single-handedly bring the production back so that you can continue to get parts for your carve boards? Is that the plan?
Yeah. I found one. I bought it. And then Charlie and I went out and we rode it. And I was like, this is the best, because it's like snowboarding or whatever. And, like, I've had other skateboards, and I've had even, like, this thing called a freeboard that was, like, designed to, like, mimic snowboarding. Like, and I crashed on it, and it was, like, squirrely and, like, not good, man. I don't know. Maybe they're better now. Hopefully they are. But this is crazy. This thing feels just like riding a snowboard, or what I imagine a surfboard turn feels like, and on pavement. And, like, there's all these great hills for it, like, just right here. It's like, it's made for, like, I can't understand why the streets are not just full of people and you're having to wait in line to, like, go down this hill, and they've cordoned it off and nobody can drive down it, and it's just for carve boarding. Like, it's insane.
Maybe that's next.
Well, yeah, it's going to be next, because, like, right now, right here, right now is where the carveboarding legend is reborn. Like,
right.
I don't know, man.
I mean, like, it's possible.
We'll see what happens. But the developer of the carveboard is, like, a super famous, awesome, interesting surf guy.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen.
Brad Gerlach, I'll just say his name. He's from here. Encinitas, California, Huntington Beach, lives in Australia now. Interesting dude. But yeah, like, it's just so fun. And, like, I've been spending time with Charlie doing it. And, like, part of the time is riding the things, but the other part of the time is, like, walking back up the hill and just talking and stuff. And it's, like, the perfect excuse to just hang out with Charlie and, like, talk about shit.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's great. And it's good exercise. I feel I'm, like, sweating my ass off.
So. Yeah. You're definitely sweating to the old days when you're out there doing the carve boarding. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we bought one. I was like, oh, shit, this is the best thing ever. I had to buy one so Charlie could have one, too, so we could be riding the same thing. And then today, earlier, like, hours ago, I went and bought another one. A different model that they made that had, like, urethane wheels, like a regular longboard, but, like, does the same type of turns, but more for, like, smooth pavement and, like, not as steep hills or whatever, or flatland. So, yeah, I'm all in on this carveboard thing, and I feel like I'm 20 years too late, and why isn't this the biggest thing ever, except for Team Babe podcast?
Well, maybe there can be a partnership, you know? Who knows? Who knows what the future holds?
I need a partner.
Yeah. You also, when you went and got this board today, the person gave you another board for free. So in the course of 2 weeks, you've gotten 4 new boards. So now I'll tell you about...
Adding to the 2 that Charlie already had.
Yeah. I has 3.
So now we have 6 skateboards. He has 3? Oh, he does.
Yeah. So,
7.
Yeah.
Skateboards.
So let me tell you about my athletic experience recently.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
Well, I dug out some old tennis balls that have been in the dryer and a tennis racket that was 20 years old. And me and Charlie went down to the public park and played some tennis. But I did get a new tennis skirt. So that's my big news. I bought myself a tennis skirt. It's the first one I've ever owned that I purchased myself. Isn't that amazing?
Look at you.
I know. Look at me go. And anyway, we went out and hit a few balls around, you know, and it was fun. And I feel like I'm finally getting back into the stuff I used to do, which is swim and play tennis.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's a very active area that we live in. And it's like a healthy area. Like people do things and it makes sense when you're here. It's like, well, yeah, why wouldn't you do shit all the time? It's like I'm going to yoga like 5 or 6 times a week.
I know. It's good.
And it like
I'm excited about that. And
doing other stuff too. So it's like, what?
It's because the weather is accommodating. That's why. It really makes a difference.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of go out anytime and just do whatever.
Yeah.
And the weather is pretty consistent.
Well, you know, I think you should not hold back when it comes to like buying new, you know, tennis attire or whatever, because, you know, like this podcast is essentially popping off. And I don't know if you've heard about this. Like I follow it very closely.
Oh.
But our wallet on Anchor.
Uh-huh.
Guess how much?
How much?
Like $7 in there.
Oh, so my far. Gosh.
Yeah.
That so means
spend I'm like, all your money. Your daddy's rich.
I'm a third of the way to another squirt. Yeah. And guess what? I found 4 brand new tennis balls at the tennis court for free. Okay. I added those to my collection. They worked 1,000 times better than the ones that were in the dryer.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this was all meant to be, right?
I think so. Yes, I think so. I can't wait to get you back on the court so that we can finish
the Bjorn Borg, John McEnroe.
This war that we started, you know, 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I'll fucking take you down.
I hope so.
Yeah. You don't have to hope. It's happening.
I just have to remember how to keep score. And then...
Oh, I remember.
Sure.
I can brief you on scorekeeping if you'd like.
What? I mean, it's love all, you know, at least to start with.
I like to call it all love.
I'm like,
that's just me.
Serve one. It's love all. Yeah. And from there, it's hate all.
It's throw your racket on the ground all.
Well, see, I can do that because it's worthless.
Yeah.
So I can throw it all I want. It doesn't matter.
Well, on a different note, as engaging and amazing as that all is, what have you been listening to and what are you planning on doing toward the end of this month? This month being October 2022,
well,
year of our Lord.
Well, it's spooky season.
It is spooky. Extremely.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of that.
I heard you were going back and forth on what to even talk about as far as like a song of the week this week.
Yeah. It was a real struggle. It was a real struggle to land on one. But this makes sense because, hey, we're going to go to LA. We're going to go to Lewis Cole. We're taking the children. Okay. We're going to have a good old time.
We're basically doing it all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be an all-in-one experience. Okay.
Yeah.
And
both the kids, it'll be their first concert.
Yes. That would be a real concert.
Like rock.
Like rock. Like in a rock
contemporary venue, music.
You know,
type
like,
of not
yeah.
totally lame yeah.
right.
symphonic concert music.
Because I mean, of
bullshit.
I was looking for the right thing because I was like, okay, if you're going to have like a first concert experience, it needs to be good. Like, and of course, this is me being biased because my first concert was like, you know, over the top. So like, I was like, but the Troubadour, hey, that's not nothing.
Yeah. Like, your first one was Free Tibet.
Yeah.
For those who haven't listened to the back catalog.
So how can you top that?
The first Free Tibet concert. Correct. San Francisco.
Yes. 96.
Yeah. What's the name of that park?
Golden Gate Park.
Golden Gate Park.
Yeah.
San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge. They made it a park.
And it was on the polo fields. So you know it's good.
You know it's good. And you had natural fertilizer all over that thing.
That's where all the rich people take their ponies, you know? Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. So that means that the song of the week had to be Lewis Cole because it only makes sense, right?
I think it only makes sense.
I think it only makes good sense.
It's happening in a week.
Yeah. Yeah, man. In a week.
Is it a week?
It's a week.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we will be in LA at the Troubadour.
I guess so. If y'all are to Lewis Cole, see if you can spot us.
Yeah. Team Babe will be in effect with kiddos,
with the children,
and SOs.
They're going on an outing with father.
Yes.
An outing with father.
Mary Poppins's idea. Poppins! Poppins!
We're going to consort with racehorse persons and all sorts.
That's right. That's Thanksgiving, though. We'll talk about that next month.
That's next time. Stay tuned. Yeah. We got all kinds of Thanksgiving plans coming right up.
And Lewis Cole has a new album out called something. Just fucking look it up, whatever. But the song of the week is a song off of that album, the first single, essentially. Second single.
Yes.
Actually, because there was like a kind of a slower, more melancholy one that was the first.
Right.
Second one was called I'm Tight.
It's tight, man.
It's tight. It's 7 minutes long, so it's in not the pocket. Tight as far as like time is concerned, but it's in the pocket.
And that's all I care about. I mean, why make a song if it's not in the pocket? Am I right?
Yeah. Babe has to groove, baby.
I got to be able to, you know, get in the groove.
Yeah. I mean, you're a Madonna fan from way back, so you've been getting into the groove. And boy, you've got to prove your love to me.
No, that's you.
Oh, girl?
No.
Get into the groove? Wait, I'm a boy.
You have to prove your love to me.
Get into the groove.
Boy, you've got to prove your love to me. Okay. Hurry up.
I haven't proven it by now, I guess.
What are you going to do?
Fuck. Did a podcast for 8,000 years.
I know. This is episode 83. I mean, we're creeping up on 100. So you never know.
We're getting close. And, you know, next thing you know, we'll be doing like 2 or 3 a week.
In 2 more years, we'll be 100 episodes. That'll be amazing. So, okay. Are you ready for the bolo?
Oh, are you talking about... So we did the song of the week, which is Lewis Cole, I'm Tight. Watch the video.
Yeah, we'll post it.
We'll post it. It's fun.
It's a good time. It's very fun.
We're going to be having a lot of fun
at
the show at the Troubadour in Los Angeles, Hollywood, California, like a week from tomorrow.
Be there or be square.
Be there or be square. Too late if you're not there. And you're listening to this. You're listening to the wrong thing. You should be listening to Lewis Cole. Take your headphones off and listen. The man is a good guy. Good guy musician.
He's good. He's good at what he does, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he ought to be. He does it full time.
Yeah.
You know?
And so... Okay, let's just set that aside, though.
Hey, babe.
Because if you're being on the lookout for something.
Yeah, but hey, have you heard the saying where if you do what you love, you'll never work another day in your life?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so that must be what he's doing.
Team Babe.
He's just cruising because he's doing what he loves.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. And he doesn't look like he's working, that's for sure. That's for goddamn sure.
He got that studio tan. So yeah, all right. So now it's time for the bolo. All right.
Okay.
Keep your eyes peeled for the following.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're on the lookout.
Yeah. Be on the lookout.
Lookout for you. And you and you and you and you there. You in the front row. You're a pretty little thing. Can you dig it?
So I am now on the lookout. Every time we go to the beach, I'm on the lookout for skates. Have you heard about these sea skates?
Yeah.
Okay.
Skate or die, man.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
I can't get away from these skaters. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. These guys.
Yeah. They just, they fucking everywhere
keep,
you look.
They keep buying carve boards and carve sticks.
It's amazing. What it's a bunch it's of incredible. Fuck sticks. Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. These carve boards and these, these skater sticks. Boys. B-O-I.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, all right.
Be when, on the bolo.
When I get my face under the water, all I see is skates. Skates for days. They're just all over the bottom of the ocean. And every once in a while, I accidentally step or sit on one, and it gets real upset.
Have you sat on a skate?
Yeah. So you got to be on the lookout.
Skate or die, bro.
Yeah. Well, at least they won't kill you. Thank goodness, because I'd be dead already.
Yeah, they tell you to do that shuffle for the stingrays.
Well, yeah.
Do you got to shuffle for the skates? Mm-hmm. Like, what happened when you sat on it? Did it sting your ass?
No, it doesn't have a stinger.
Well, there you go.
It squiggled.
It's angrily.
And it so
squiggled away.
I couldn't really do the shuffle with my butt. Well, it was under the water, you know what I mean?
Seems like you could have figured that out.
I would butt also, shuffling. Especially for you, I would like you to be on the lookout for great whites. Okay. Because those stupid idiots hang around these parts. Now yeah. They're babies here. And yeah, then their babies hang around here.
No
and
kidding.
Guess what they eat? Skates. All right, this is a whole chain.
I wouldn't blame. I can't blame them.
This is a whole chain of events, please.
These fucking things look delicious, man.
Stingrays, I haven't seen one yet. I know they're there. I haven't seen one. Don't really want to. And other beach hazards, including lightning, flash flooding, tsunamis, red tide, okay, and...
A shark on whiskey is mighty risky. A shark on beer is a beer engineer. I think that's number six. Right?
And the kind of waves that will dislocate your neck. Oh,
when you catch that wave and you're just like, oh, I'm going too fast. Oh, my neck.
Yes, that's what happened to me. I caught a wave. I thought my neck was going to fall off. Then I caught another wave on accident. Then my flipper fell off and I lost my board. And I was like drowning and nobody even noticed.
I think that qualifies as shredding the gnar.
Oh, okay. I guess that's what I was supposed to do. I was kind of mad about it though.
Good job. You're like, oh man, I like caught this wave.
Yeah.
And it was like really fast.
I was like,
yeah, well, that sounds great. But then you're like, and then it broke my neck. My neck fell off. I don't even know how that happens. Like you have this body and then no neck and then your head.
Yeah.
Just like
floating.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's in the water.
So well,
handy.
Yeah.
When your neck falls off.
Yeah. But you'll be glad to know I found the flipper and my board and then I promptly got out of the water. Had enough of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is your team babe bolo, and that's a goodie.
Yep.
Be on the lookout. All of those things are very good to watch for.
And I will be watching for them.
I don't think you should be scared necessarily. I think you should just be.
Sure, you don't.
Ready.
Sure. Because you don't seem to be afraid of sharks for some weird reason, which really kind of irritates me. But all right, whatever. You know how you are. You like to live on the edge.
Me and Aerosmith, baby. We are living on the edge.
I mean, you've been like that since day one. So why can't would I
help
expect
yourself
you to,
from falling?
I know. Why would I expect you to change now? I mean, yeah. But I'll tell you, as long as I live here, I'm gonna be on bolo, beach bolo, and I also, you know what else I'm looking for out there? You. I'm always looking for you to make sure you're not dead.
Well, lucky for you, I got a rash guard that you can see from space. So if you Thank happen you. To be in the northern San Diego County area and you go to a beach and you see like a rash guard that you can see from space, guess who is in that rash guard? Me.
Yeah.
Because I'm probably the only motherfucker that bought one of those things because everybody else is like black, gray, white,
blue. Mm-hmm.
Black, gray, black, gray.
Well, you had a black, like, gray.
Fucking,
guess what? You had black, gray, and blue, and I literally could not see you. You, like, just disappeared.
Yeah.
So if I was like, hey, lifeguard, go rescue this guy, I'd be like, what's he wearing? I would have been like, he's wearing the sea. Good luck.
He's wearing the sea, and he's drowning.
I wish you luck. Yes. But now, when I look out there...
Bring him in and let me do the mouth-to-mouth.
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean, you know, I'm always up for that. But yeah, now when I look out there, I can spot you.
Yeah.
In all your orange glory.
And from space.
Yeah. So you never know.
Space with Tesla or SpaceX or whatever.
Not a chance. I wouldn't be caught dead in a SpaceX rocket. I forgot that
Elon is your SpaceX.
Oh.
It was really? All those diamonds. That would those jewels.
That would infer that I had touched him in some way, and I would never do that. It's repulsive.
Oh yeah, totally repulsive.
What a turn off.
Yep. Well, you know what's something that I'm not repulsed by?
What's that?
That would be you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So
let's fucking wrap this thing up.
Let's do it.
And go hang out.
Let's hang out.
Man.
Let's hang out, man.
And you know why I want to do that?
Why?
Because I love you.
You too. Guess what?
What?
I love you too.
This episode of the Team Babe podcast was produced by Robin Fader
and Jason Fader
in our home studio in Redding, California,
with original music written and recorded by Jason Fader.
If you love this episode, tell a friend and please consider subscribing on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Like all of them.
Yeah, like, subscribe, and share. Find out more on our website at teambabe.life. And follow us on all social media at Team Babe Podcast.
Thanks for listening. It was good for us.
We hope it was good for you too.